You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Ah, gentlemen. Oh, yes. 45 has become 47. Gentlemen, you guys know I'm out here in Cuckafornia. And now, as a card carrying registered Republican, I am literally behind enemy lines. However, yesterday, gentlemen, let me tell you, the somber atmosphere out here was so thick, you could cut it with a rusty butter knife. Oh, people out here were in such a sad, gloomy mood. Now, we all know, if the former VP, because yes, I'm going to say this, fuck that woman with much disrespect. If she would have won, oh, it would have been parties in the street out here in Cuckafornia. There would have been much jubilation. Oh, she won. Yay. Let's throw a party, everybody. But oh, no. What do we have? We have Return of the Don. Return of the Don. Oh, yes, gentlemen. The crash outs on social media are absolutely hilarious. Oh, my God. You've got content creators making entire videos of nothing but people losing their minds. And it is hilarious. Now, of course, me driving around doing runs yesterday, noticing the atmosphere, noticed something else. A lot of places that had Harris walls campaign size, oh, those signs were gone. They were. And I made one delivery in particular. Of course, they had a Harris Walls sign up. Now, I knocked on the door, and of course, I took a listen, and those people in that house were losing their minds. Oh, my God. It was a husband and a wife. They were losing it. I can't believe she lost. I can't believe Trump won. How? And I'm just sitting there when they answer the door with a mile wide smile. Yeah, I was grinning like the Cheshire Cat. It was beautiful to see these people acting like petulant children because they didn't get their way. Well, seriously, when you run a campaign like that, built on the most basic lie, her own identity, what do you expect? Seriously, what did they expect? I mean, hell, you got all these people out here calling other people everything but a child of God. And people are supposed to resonate with that? Oh, no. Basically, the people said enough. Enough, no more. Oh, lest I forget, black men are already catching the blame. Yeah, Chisa Zed put out a video yesterday of nothing but black women saying it's black men's fault and they hope that the police unalive us. Yeah. Once again, black men, the American black woman has shown her utter and total contempt, disrespect, and outright hatred of you. Why do you continue to try to placate a group of treacherous, traitorous women? Once again, I'm going to say this. There is something mentally wrong with the American black woman, and there's something wrong with the American black man to continue to allow the American black woman to openly disrespect him without having the nuts, the stones, the fortitude to just simply say, hey, black woman, shut the fuck up. We don't want to hear you. But I've always explained why the American black man is so weak when it comes to the American black woman. But yeah, they had no problems getting on social media and wishing for your demise. Yeah. Oh, the police are going to start offlining you black men left and right. Black men, young black men, here's the secret how not to get fucked up by the police. Number one, obey the law. Yeah, if you're not doing anything that could bring the police to your attention, guess what? You ain't got to worry about it. Number two, have your fucking paperwork in order. Oh, you get stopped? There you go. Here's my paperwork. Oh, everything's on the up and up? Cool, we'll let you go. Number three, and I think this is the most important one, do not get emotional and try to hold street court during a police possible stop. Don't do it. Oh, here's my paperwork. Am I detained? Nope. Okay, cool. Fight in court if you want to fight. Don't get all emotional. Don't give the police a reason to escalate. Your job is to go home at night, black man. So don't do it. Yeah, it may sound like bitching up, but guess what? Sometimes it's better to be a live dog than a dead lion. Shout out to Tommy Sotomayor for that one. But you want to go home at the end of the day. They want to go home at the end of the day. The best thing you can do is de-escalate the situation and make sure you have cameras. There you go. That's how you avoid getting fucked up by the police. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, what they said, or should I say, I think it was MSNBC, whoever that had Al Sharpton on. That fucking clown. Yeah, they pulled out every damn excuse they could. Oh, it's racism. Oh, it's misogyny. Oh, it's this. The Latinos don't like black women. Blah, 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 blah. Talk about straight bitch assness. So, yes, to all you lefties, you liberals, you Democrats, here's the smoke. We're going to tell you exactly what you would tell us if the former VP would have won. She won. The election was fair. Take your loss. Accept it. Get over it. So that is the exact advice we're going to give you. Trump won. It was a fair election. Accept your loss. Get over it. But of course, nah, they can't get over it. Like I mentioned before, they're like petulant children who didn't get their way. So they're going to crash out. And guess what? I'm here for it. I want to watch. Yeah, they're going to be more. Oh, especially liberal white women. Oh, yes. Watching them crash out is even funnier than watching black women crash out. It's hilarious. And of course, the worst crash outs have come from liberal white men and liberal black men. You talk about straight up low T bitch ass dudes. Oh man, that one dude that got so mad on his live stream that he got up and hulked out with his over, his obese ass. Yeah, that was funny too. Telling you, it is absolutely hilarious. Watch these people just flop and flounder around like a fish out of water because, oh, their candidate didn't win. Now, here's something that I hope the people who said this will keep their word. But we know that they're not because, once again, they're cowards. All the people who said, well, if Trump wins, I'm leaving the country. In the words of Johnny Ringo from Tombstone, bye. Pack your shit, sell all your stuff, and get the fuck on. Because I guarantee you, there's a legal immigrant who would love to take your position. Notice I said legal immigrant. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And to end this rant, just something, another kick on the way out the door. All the celebrities, in my humble opinion, all the celebrities who came out and jumped out the window for the former VP, from now on, they should be boycotted. Do not support any of their future endeavors. If it's a singer, don't support their music. If it's an actor or an actress, don't support their movies. If it's an athlete, don't buy their merch. See, all these people who didn't care about the everyday average citizen's pockets, they need their pockets hit. Let them feel what it's like to not be supported. I know it's a far stretch, but hey, all those celebrities that came out, they need to feel some pain. And the best way to do it, from now on, don't support their shit. Boycott them. Make them feel like Bud Light. That way, they will know, hey, let me just shut up and entertain. I know lots of people got in their feelings when I believe it was Laura Ingraham who said LeBron James should just shut up and dribble. Yeah, she did have a point back then. Your job, what we the citizenry pay you to do, is to entertain us, not try to force us one way or another. So yeah, now let them feel the pain in their pocketbooks. Do not support them. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. What's been the atmosphere in your neck of the woods? Was it jubilation for Trump? Was it gloom for the former VP? Let me know. And once again, the Don is back. Don't like it? Oh, well, you're going to learn to live with it. And for all you lefties and liberals out here who really thought that you were going to get your way and turn this country into more of a cesspool, the power that you thought you were going to gain has gone out. Feminism has been dealt a serious blow because, yeah, like it or not, the right side stood up. Men stood up and said no more. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM I am.